Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, the revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, the Rich Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. I want to welcome to the show Chef Tim Spinner. He is the chef of Taqueria Amor in Philadelphia. Hey, Tim, good morning. Thanks for making time. How are you?
Hey, of course. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I saw you on Fox and Friends yesterday with Jillian. You had a really nice chat. Are you friends with her, or was that just an interview you just did?
No, just an interview. I mean, of course, a lot of us being around here know who she is. So.
Sure, of course. So Taqueria Amor. Now, where are you guys located?
We're right on Main Street, Manayunk.
Nice. I love Manayunk. Manayunk's one of, Philly's best neighborhoods. It's a lot of fun. And as you pointed out yesterday on the interview, a lot of people come there to do shopping and to do eating. And so you wanted to brighten up the place a little bit. What'd you do?
I mean, so we were planning like this Christmas takeover since last year. I mean, right after Christmas last year, I went out to like Home Depot, Lowe's, and Michael's and all that and started stocking up on a bunch of Christmas decor. But after like this whole pandemic hit, we decided to take our like this Christmas takeover thing to another level. So, our whole building is adorned with lights. It's like five buildings in a row. We got blow ups everywhere, and just like super, you know, like all decked out Christmas, like more than what you could imagine. You know, we kind of went overboard. So,
it's awesome. I love it. It looks like something out of a movie or something. It's just lit up, and you can. I just wonder, can they see it from space, Tim? That's my only question.
You know what? They probably can. I mean, the inspiration came from like that whole, you know, I think in Disney Hollywood Studios, they had that whole Christmas display, Osborne family Christmas display. So it was like inspired by that. So it has a similar feel. And we're hoping like this is the first year of many. We're hoping that all the businesses on Main Street eventually will do something like this. I think this year you're going to see Manny more lit up than ever. I think people have been inspired by it. And I think we're hoping to make this something huge in the future.
What I love about what you're doing is it really is brightening up the entire neighborhood and the city, and it's showing so much spirit. And I love that. I also love it. It's a little bit, I gotta ask the question. Are you a fan of Christmas Vacation?
Yeah. Saw it in the movies when I was in fifth grade. So
you did. Perfect. It kind of reminds me of that a little bit too. You know, you just go all out. I love it.
It definitely has that feeling. I mean, honestly, I was decorating my parents' house as a kid when I was, you know, 7 or 8 years old. When I was 12 years old, they let me go up on a roof and I was putting lights, and I've continued that tradition at my house. You know, probably not as crazy as we did at the restaurant, but I do have like my whole front facade of my house is covered in lights like that, and I got all the old school plastic ornaments all over the place, and you know, I put music behind. I got like a whole Christmas caroler like ensemble that I have music behind.
Awesome.
So I kind of go a little bit crazy that way too. So
Tim Spinner's here. He's El Jefe. He's the head guy at Taqueria Amor, the head chef and the owner. And it's great to have him on the show today. This has been tough for you guys. And I know now that obviously with the new rules that you can't have any booze served past 5 p.m. tomorrow. I mean, what's that going to be like?
I mean, it's obviously, you know, the day before Thanksgiving is one of the biggest drinking nights of the year. Yeah. I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, like, you know, maybe end it at 8 or 9, you know, like let people go out. I mean, nobody eat or drink inside. Everybody's outside and everybody, it's four people to a table. Our tables are, you know, 10, 12 feet apart. So I think it's going overboard. You know, they keep trying to knock us down, but you know, we're Philly, we're like Rocky. We take a pound and we keep getting back up and we'll do it again. So, you know, whatever they keep giving to us, you know, we're always having to pivot, and it is frustrating. And there is everything they do. There is no plan behind, all right, we're going to shut you guys down, but we're not going to tell you how you guys are going to pay your rent, or, you know, there's just nothing out there for us. And it's been quite frustrating. Everything they've asked us to do, we've done, whether it's putting up barriers, you know, everybody wears masks and the face shields, and we're wearing gloves and, you know, built these outdoor structures, and we've done everything they've asked. But, you know, again, I understand, but it has been difficult, and we'll just keep pivoting and we'll keep doing what we're told to do. And just, you know, we'll get through it. It's going to be a tough winter, but we'll get through and we'll come out on top and come the spring.
Tim, do you feel like the city has given you guys a sense of empathy, compassion, of understanding what you're going through? Or has it just been dictates?
It's more just dictates. You know, they're yeah. really, I mean, you've listened to some of those, press conferences. You know, it was the the health minister, Dr. Farley, the other day, Dr. Farley, where he said, we understand this is going to be difficult for some people. We understand, you know, people are going to lose their jobs and businesses are going to go under. This guy's probably worked in, you know, he's a doctor, but he's also probably worked in, you know, public policy or whatever for his whole life. So he doesn't understand the grind it is to run a business like a restaurant, or, you know, to own a gym. I mean, these poor gyms, I mean, they have it worse than us. You can't have anybody in your facility, even if it's one-on-one personal training. I mean, what are we supposed to do? So the lack of empathy, you know, from people who don't understand what it's like to run a small business is quite frustrating. And to not have a plan behind everything they're doing is frustrating. Again, I understand what they're doing, but have a plan to back up what you're doing and to help a lot of these small businesses out.
Tim Spinner joins me from Taqueria Amor. How do you do the whole four people to a table and they can't be from the same household? I mean, are you supposed to check IDs or something? How does that work?
You just ask. I mean, there's nothing more you could do. You're really not checking IDs and checking addresses, but, you know, you're yeah. hoping people are honest and are following the rules, and that's all we could do. But, you know, it's something difficult that has to be done. But again, you know, it's hard to regulate, but we're trying our best.
Were you able to get heat lamps for outdoor dining?
Yeah, I bought them back in August. So
smart. You can't get them now, right?
You can't. They're starting to pop up here and there, but, you know, there are, like, I think I paid a little over $200 for them, and I know now they're over $300. So,
wow.
I mean, the investment in all this has been unreal, you know, on all the outdoor tables, and we bought these giant, you know, like the construction barriers to block off the street to make it safe for people to eat, you know, in the parking spots there. And, you know, it's just one thing after the next that you're investing in, so.
And then you invested in this beautiful, massive Christmas takeover display, which is so many people are loving this, Tim, and just feeling like you're brightening up the entire neighborhood and the city. And it's, you know, it's made national news. And I thank you for doing that. I mean, obviously, it's another expense on top of all these other expenses you've had with making less money right now. So, you know, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it's something I wish we did it inside, too. And I wish people were able to see what we've done inside. I guess if you go to the bathroom, you can use our bathrooms and you check out what we've done inside. But I don't care what holiday you celebrate. This is something for everybody to enjoy, like to be in awe of the spectacle of the lights on the outside of the building. So it is great. And I'm, you know, I'm just happy to be able to give back and for people to enjoy something special during this time right now.
Well, your food is awesome. I used to eat your food at La Calaca. My wife and I used to love that place. We'd go there all the time, and I'm excited to come to Taqueria Amor when as soon as we can. We've got little kids. It's a little bit tough right now to eat outside, as you can imagine. But
yeah,
but I'm really excited to try. As I look at your menu for the Christmas takeover, I'm an old fashioned guy, and you've got an old fashioned on here that everything's inspired from Dr. Seuss and the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. So Heat Miser's old fashioned. Can we talk about that for a second? Cause that sounds amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, muddled, orange and, Añejo tequila. I mean, it's just, you know, something that, what else did we put in there?
We got some spice in there, a little bit of what is it? Piloncillo?
Oh,
is that what you say?
Yep, piloncillo. Yeah, it's like a brown sugar to sweeten it up a little bit. But it's something that'll knock your socks off. My go-to has been the Cindy Lou's spiked yuho. So, I mean, I grew up drinking yuho, and it's got to be yuho in a can or yuho in a bottle. You can't have, it's not yuho in a drink box because that doesn't taste the same. But basically, our riff on a White Russian, but we add some yuho to that. So that's killer right there.
That's great. That's great. Well, listen, I my best to you, man. My heart goes out to everybody in your industry right now. And, you know, when I saw the interview you did in Fox and Friends, I said, I got to get Tim on the show because I think if people should drive by the restaurant, if nothing else, and see it and maybe order some takeout and get some cocktails to go. You can still get cocktails to go, which is good. So, you know, maybe I'll get a couple of cocktails to go and celebrate and, you know, just keep the faith, man. I would hate for this to become one of those events where we lose out on amazing restaurants like yours, Tim. So, you know, keep the faith, brother. It sounds like you're a very optimistic guy.
Hey, yeah, I mean, you got to be, you know, I was kind of mentally prepared for what's going to happen this winter. So, yeah, we'll keep fighting and we'll keep doing what we do. And, you know, I appreciate you. Appreciate the kind words and appreciate you having us on.
Tim Spinner, Taqueria Amor. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
By the way, that is the big story brought to you by Exergen, the Exergen twice daily scanner thermometer. Check your temperature twice a day. You'll know if you have COVID, usually because of a fever. It's one of the leading indicators. So check it, the Exergen twice daily scanner thermometer. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.